but Ian was, as Ian said. And so they feel okay right now, like a lot of people, right?
Well, some do, yeah. But it's fleeting.
So this bad effect that's going to kill them, they haven't experienced it yet, but it's coming. And you say it's coming to a lot of people. Or what about those that got vaccinated and realized this is not good and then didn't do any more boosters or anything? Are they?
Doesn't matter. It's enough. It's in their system. They're done. If you got a shot, now what you get off the meat and what you get out of the food and what you get out of the milk, as long as you're on the products, no problem. Your body can assimilate that graphene. But if they shoot it in your muscle, you can't get away. You can't. It's like heavy metal. Carolyn would say chelate it out. If it's in your intramuscular, you can't chelate it out of your system. So therefore, you're done. So therefore, get you some good Scotch whiskey and go get a lot of whores and do a lot of meth and what is that stuff? The cocaine cowboys, and get you some fentanyl and have a big time. Play the lottery, run off your credit cards, run off to get a refinance your mortgage, blow it out, baby. Let the good times roll. That's what do.
Going to happen. A lot of people are going to die from the switch.
As well.
So this.
As well.
Yeah.
As well.
Because they're already vulnerable because it's in their muscles, and they're going to die from that. But there's also the switch mechanism conspiracy that's going to happen on top of that.
It's not a conspiracy. It's activating the graphene. That's what the electromagnetic pulse also provides. See, it builds up this resistance to the electromagnetic pulse, and then when there's no magnetic condition, it falls out. And when it falls out, so do you. It's a twofold conundrum. Twofold.
So you're talking about the end of the electromagnetic core of the Earth. When that happens, that will affect, that's the switch. That's the switch that's going to affect people's graphene.
And just before that, the 5G switch will start. That's the reason we said a lot of people are going to die real fast, and then the other people are going to get really sick, and they're going to die right after that. You'll see. It's enough to change the narrative so that you won't be talking about what Chuck Schumer thinks about Bob Dole's passing.
Right. Mm. So the 5G will be a switch. That means 5G will be in process, but I understand 5G is already there, so something within 5G is going to be activated. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Agreed.
The 5G that's already here. And that's going to kill a lot of people instantly.
Just like the increase in the graphene. You had one shot. The first shot didn't have graphene. Now they started adding graphene. Now their second shot has more graphene. Now the boosters have even more than that. So you continually keep increasing the level and degree of graphene in your body to the point where you have no choice but to blow.
So the 5G, which is already there, gets activated, and people drop dead. The ones who don't drop dead and get sick, what are they activated? Are they switched by something else?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah, and then they die a very bitter death.
What will activate that?
Already has. It's already been in. The 5G's already activated in a lot of people. The hospitals are full of cancer right now, but not of COVID. They're full of cancer right now. And heart ailments. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. So the aorta, thoracic, edema is pervasive.
Right. So when you say... But the 5G is triggered by the center of the Earth, the pole flipping, the end of the electromagnetic core.
If you're filled with graphene, yes.
Right.
Right.
When the electromagnetic core dies, that ends the satellite. That's the EMP. There's going to be a lot of problem for people who didn't get vaccinated of dealing with that problem of no internet, no connection. Right.
Correct.
That is
great. So now what you're actually arguing for, and we agree, you're saying, so Ion, the only hope a nigger's got is to ascend. And we go, yes, Bob, the only hope a nigger's got is to ascend. That's the only thing that's going to work. So you have to make this about your business to ascend. So now, for the first time, there's a time element. So now you don't have eternity to figure out if you're going to ascend or not. Now you have a window to embrace ascension, and you need to start applying it. We like it. Now there's a race. Now there's a racehorse, and somebody pulled the trigger, and they're saying go. So now you got to run for it. So run for the roses, Bob. The run for the roses.
What? How does one ascend? By just taking the products?
No. We've done that already.
No, like people don't know how to ascend. Do they have to do a go get a yoga mat and meditate?
No mediation unless they're sued. If you're sued, and you might have a good mediator, and you got a good case, and you might mediate it without going to court, without going to trial. Nope, it's very clear. Here's what you got to do. You got to talk to Bob, number one. If you don't talk to Bob, there's no way you can have any kind of dichotomy to decide if you have the information to ascend or not. So you got to talk to Bob. Now, we would say you got to convince Bob that you're ready for ascension, but nobody's been able to do that yet. So we'll say, all right, just talk to Bob. Talk to Bob. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that would include talking to Ion also.
Bob Dobbs. Yeah, you got to talk to Bob Dobbs. And then you got to talk to Ion. That's the non-physical. You can't displace non-physical because there's no way to connect your plugs. Like, let's say you have an extension cord. You don't even know what that is. If you had to plug something up and it wouldn't reach the plug-in, you'd get what's called an extension cord. Carol will show you what that is. We are that extension cord. We connect from where you are to where you need to be to get power, to get electricity, to get ascension, to allow the power to flow through you that would allow you to ascend. So we're a drop cord. We're an extension point. We're a bus stop. We're a power surge protector. That's what we are. And you got to talk to Bob. You got to talk to Ion. You got to engage the product as the environment is changing. If you don't engage the product, then the changing environment will kill you before you have the opportunity to ascend. That's the point.
Yeah, so you've got to do the products now. You've got to talk to Bob now. There's only a short time of opportunity, you're saying. Short window.
Correct. And they're coming back. You notice how they're kind of wailing back along because now all of a sudden they realize this is sort of fucked up. It was not as fucked up then, but they thought it was. You sounded crazy back in the day, but you don't sound so crazy today, Bob. I mean, we would say congratulations or we would say sorry, Bob. When you start sounding sane, we're very nervous. Just that's how you need to know. That's how you know the black horse is running, Bob. The dark horse is running when you start sounding sane.
Right.
Nothing you can do.
Right.
Sorry.
So
we wish there were. We wish there were, but it's not like we didn't tell them in advance not to. We told everybody to be goddamn still not to do it. And they chose to do it anyway, so sorry. I mean, poor planning on their part. It's not going to make an emergency on ours, so it's what it is.
Okay, so when you say this switch activates the graphene, it's not a switch by some aliens in the spaceship. It's not something at the Pentagon, not something at MNBC. It is the environment changing at the core of the Earth. That causes the switch.
Both. Two parts.
Oh, the aliens. Which
two
aliens?
Parts.
The Pentagon aliens or the new aliens are activating the switch, or they're part of it? What? Who are
two
they?
Parts.
Which ones?
Two parts. That's the AB1, AB2. Two parts of aliens and two parts of the Earth.
Aha! Uh-huh. that gets into a topic that I was going to bring up.
We know.
Yeah,
that's
this is it. So,
this is going to be your best. That's why we said this is going to be your best session ever, as you ebb and flow. Because see, what's happening is the people that ask the questions, they're not committed to the engagement, or they're afraid to ask because they don't really want to know the answer to the question. We don't know the answer, but they fall away very quickly, or they start off with a house of fire and then they wane off real easy because we engage or maybe take over the conversation. All right, we can't do that with you. You'll pull us back down. You say, no. Stop. We're back to the topic. I don't know anything. You said some words, but I don't know what you're talking about. So we're going to do this again. You re-clarify it in such a way that there's no way to be ambiguous. See, and that's beautiful. And even when we get through, you're not sure what we mean, but at least you get clear words. That's why this is brilliant, because this is why it's brilliant, because you get it down to at least line it up. If you're going to make a line in the sand, you make it deep enough so it lasts at least beyond the ever-ebbing tide. So it doesn't
wash
it away. So that's good. That's good.
Right.
Okay, now go ahead, Bob. We didn't mean to distract. We promise.
Now, this is going to be the greatest session ever, and we don't have perfect volume. Could you check your sound thing, or do we put the old one?
We're doing the best we can. Not yet. It's not charging a little bit more, but we're making it. We're working it. You're having to work hard for it, Bob. It's good. They make them dig for it, Bob. Make them redefine their hearers.
Okay. JW said to me 2 or 3 weeks ago that there are two species in the earth, and then two other species above the earth, in terms of talking about aliens or angels or seraphim or something. And JW couldn't go into it right then. He may not have been sure. Could you tease apart what are these two situations, above ground and over underground? Did you just indicate it by the AB1?
Yeah, we did. And we really don't want to talk about it, but we're going to, because they hear it once again. Bob is the only one who has balls enough to go deep enough to ask the specific question. Everybody else would have let it go. Bert might have picked it up, but it would only be after we spill the beans, you see. But
right.
Bob's
going
to get ahead of it. Bob has no idea what the hell we're talking about at all. But he's the one going to ask the question and then re-ask the question and still don't have a clue what the fuck we're saying. But then he'll go, aha! Then he'll figure it out one day, or somebody will tell him. That'll be good. We'll let Clinton transcribe it for him, and maybe he'll understand something at that point. It might be good one day. We'll see. It might be all right. We'll see. Okay, Bob, you have one set of aliens that are in the earth, that have been in the earth for a very long time. How long is a very long time? That's like the Anunnaki. That's a really long time. Okay?
Why are they there? Why are they in the earth? They like living there?
That's where they came from. That's where they arrived to. All right, now
from
that's one set.
An inner no, no they fa- they arrived through tunnels. Did they arrive through another dimension that led them to the inside of the earth?
Yes. All that, all those fill in the blank. They didn't always live in the earth, but they do presently.
Right. Now we've talked about many times. If you look in the Pacific Ocean, go down into it, you'll experience a space that's bigger than what the Hubble telescope can see out in space. That
bubble.
Space is where the aliens are and where they enter.
Bubble, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
The bubble.
And there's 270 bunkers in the United States of America that make up the size of all of the major democratic cities in the United States of America right now.
Okay, you're saying bunkers as big as...
We can't talk about
bunkers as big as cities?
Yep.
And they're underneath the cities, and that's where the aliens are?
No.
Is that why you're bringing that up?
They're underneath the ground, not in those cities. And there's tunnels that connect them.
And that's not the civilization of the aliens you've just been talking about that are in the earth.
That's correct.
To do with them.
That's correct.
Who?
But the technology from those aliens allowed humans to build these bunkers underneath the earth to secure a way to be until we get ready to go home to Andromeda.
Right, and that's a way to protect yourself from the caldera that happens on the surface.
That's one. That's one. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's A1. Now, A2 is another type. Now, some of those have been referenced as the Lemurians or the Boodians or the Easter Island numbskulls. That would be A2. That's the ones that you could see but not know. That's the ones you could experience but not recognize. That's the ones that was in your environment but the Sasquatch that you could never catch. That would be A2.
Is that the Lemurians coming out of Easter Island?
As well.
Which David Icke calls them reptilians. That's the reptilian aspect.
Call it what you want to. That's just because they let you see what you see. Okay.
Right, and they are infiltrated into influential positions. Those Lemurian reptilians. They function above ground. Some do.
We're making this real simple. Now, there are some caveats that are included, but let's don't do that right now. Let's get one clear run so that you can go, aha, and then we'll pick it apart because there are some exceptions. I mean, Dolores Cannon's got three sets of sections that goes on top of that. Beyond that, that bitch is dead, so shit. I mean, you know, what you going to do after that? Just saying. Okay. Now you have B1. B1 is an alien that's affecting planet Earth, having causality in planet Earth, but not on planet Earth yet.
Is that the aliens that are coming to meet Bob?
Some of them. That's a two-part.
Yeah, they're what you originally call foreign bodies, and they have not intervened into this planet civilization too much yet.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying.
Okay.
I call them the new aliens.
But they're affecting. They're like Vanity Fair. What is Vanity Fair, Bob?
Well, that's a novel. Then it became a magazine.
No, it's a magazine. But the magazine doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, you see. But yet, it affects the human beings.
You mean that the fashion world is silly? It doesn't really affect humans, but it's an industry, and people
so
engage
are the aliens. So are the aliens. And Jesse Smollett was found guilty of 5 out of the 6 charges. The nigga gonna go to jail. Nah, not really. He'll be found. He'll serve community service or something.
Yeah, he's been. It sounds pretty dramatic at this moment, but then all the different factions will whittle it away for a while until he gets sued.
Well, he's going to be sued.
Real problem.
That'll start immediately because he's found guilty of 5 out of 6 charges. He did this himself. The nigga did the nigga in. That's what happened there, and it was MAGA country. And MAGA done MAGA in. MAGA done put the MAGA on Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, so is he collapsing and crying in court?
Oh, no. He's scooting out with his dark-skinned mama. He's going home to lick his wounds as a gay black man who's been running up the pole and done all these terrible things to him. That's a sidebar. Now, that would be representative of the aliens B1. Aliens B1 would make this type of story typical. Okay? That's not the right way to say it. Who, in the name of a living God, gives a fuck about Jesse Smollett's trial from trying to prove that he had his ass whooped by white people with a noose around his neck in Chicago, Illinois? Who would give a fuck about that? Aliens B1 do, because that's a distraction. Because everybody looks at that, okay, and they see a hate crime and then they see a hate crime hoax, see, that would stir up derision. Now, what you would call many of the things in your chart, we're going to finish that goddamn chart of yours, by the way, pretty quick. Mm. This would be the failure of the Android meme. You know what
right.
the Android meme is, Bob?
Yeah, that's the world of
okay.
social order and fashion, Vanity Fair.
Right. That is gauged by aliens B1. See?
Right,
that's
is Vanity Fair spelled...
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but we were speaking. That's what gives George Soros power. Aliens B1 make George Soros... How much goddamn money would that motherfucker have to have? He's paid for every nasty thing that's ever been done since Jesus. He's terrible that he would do all these terrible things. He's worse than the Koch brothers, and half of them are dead. See, that's aliens B1. They affect it, and it goes and transcends money and power. And that's what you're asking about, how to spell Vanity Fair. Because you don't even know.
Yes.
We like that. It's the, you know, it's the vanity.
I know vanity, but fair. Just fair ended E. F-A-I-R. No E. No E.
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Vanity Fair. So you're saying, now these aliens, B1, are they the ones in the Pentagon that came over with the Nazis?
No. That's A2. A2 are in the Pentagon.
Oh, they're the Lemurian reptilians.
See, we said there was more words to say about that. Some of that is an iconoclast that doesn't necessarily apply. It's the way they used to describe millionaires in Bel Air. They really weren't the way they were being described. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They were normal people, but they were presented as some neo-god if they lived in Bel Air.
Yeah.
Especially in the right
zip
code, 90210. You know, they were on the money, they could do something. But see, that's a little outside it. That's the reason we said there's more words to be said, but we were trying to get the big picture laid out so that you can understand what the fuck's really going on. But that's what we want to get here, because you're fixing to be judged by what the fuck's going on. That's the reason we're doing
right.
this right here, right
yes.
now. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, so the new aliens, the Vanity Fair surface, the world of gossip. Why are those aliens engaged in that superficial area? Are they waiting for something else?
No, because you know who Hannah Hopper was?
Yeah, great radio gossip.
Okay, because Hannah Hopper was successful. They laid all of their media ecology based on the old tribal archetypes. Marshall McLuhan, that said this is the way to go if you're going to be successful. Tell them, and then tell them what you told them, and then prescribe that you told them, and then tell them what you told them, and then verify that that's what you told them, that that's what was said, that that's what you told them. And the next thing you know, that becomes the gospel's fucking truth.
Right. Now, why are these particular aliens engaging in that superficial reality?
Because it worked.
What were they trying to accomplish? Were they trying to take over here?
No. Doesn't matter. They want to control the If they control the narrative, Bob, they have taken over. If they tell you to don't go to work and you don't go to work, they win. If they tell you just keep typing and you keep typing, they win. If they listen to you and they put in get ready for FEMA cramps, because FEMA cramps go, okay, where do I go? Okay, get your shot. Okay, get your jab. Don't get another jab. Nope, 3 masks, 4 masks, 8 masks, and 3 jabs, and 9 jabs. Okay, just line up. We'll tell you what we're going to do next. Just get over here. Don't say nothing else. Just line up, get your jab. Once they do that, people will finally give up. They'll take the path of the least resistance. Always. Humans. Little people. Now, that's not just everybody else. Everybody else will fight it. Now, you have what you call a patriot. They're finna to whoop a nigga now. They will whoop a nigga. They'll do that. They're not going to have this. They're going to have their inalienable rights. Now, we don't care about their rights. We care about their ascension. See the difference? They're pitting I'm going to protect my life and limb, but there's not enough bullets to win that race. See, it doesn't work like that. We appreciate the candor, but the only thing that's going to work is you have to ascend. That's the point. So their position is good, but it won't get them there. That's the problem.
Yeah, because they sit there. They sit there. Yeah. Listen, they'll sit there. It'll get you. Okay, it'll get you through what? Okay. You see on TikTok a woman or a guy sitting there polishing his rifle said, yeah, come here and try to jab me. Those people are going to shoot the jabbers, but they will get killed too. It won't work.
In the end. Or the funniest one, is the TikToker who says that we've been prepared and we're ready for God come back soon. You know, they sing the song, they're all patriotic. They got dirt in the ground and they got bullets and food and water buried in the bunker and all that kind of stuff. And then they come on and they're talking on the front porch, says, I sure do hope they don't come up here. Me and Aunt Maud Amy, we ready. We're going to see how this goes. And all of a sudden in the distance, you hear it go, boom, 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 boom. They say, oh, I guess the damn jab man went to the neighbor's house first. I guess they went to their house first, so they won't be coming over here. That's the standard thermal joke. Because you can't overcome that level or window. But the problem is...
Wait a minute. Now you're shifting. You're explaining the person who shot...
No. Yeah. We're being cheeky.
The person...
How they're saying that the neighbors, when they bump into the neighbor's house, the neighbor's going to kill them before they get to their house. We go, that's cheeky. It's funny. Ha, 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 ha. That's not the problem. The problem is that aliens B1... ain't going to stop there. You'll run out of bullets before you kill them. You see? The ulterior motive, or B1, is going to get you vaccinated. Or you're going to ascend. Those are the choices.
Right. New aliens, the Vanity Fair level, B1, they are what LaRouche called choke points. They control the text
body. Right.
They control...
No, they don't control the tech body. They follow the tech body because there's no way to follow the zeitgeist, Bob. You are creating the tech body. The tech body is not complete. The tech body is being created. Marsha McLuhan was talking about a remote control before there was a remote control. And now the next thing you know, you've got Alexa running your household.
So when you say that Marshall discussed remote control, nobody else, the remote control is your term for early versions of the tech body.
Correct. It's where you don't wait. Something is done for you. You don't have to get up and turn up the volume or turn up the contrast or turn up the vertical or turn off the TV or turn on the TV. Now,
right.
Alexa can turn everything on and order things and run things and tell you what time it is and how you feel. Alexa! How do I feel?
So the new aliens, the new aliens look like humans.
According to theweddings.com, I feel much more committed.
Alexa feels much more committed, Bob.
Okay. Did you make that happen? What was that?
That was the tech body. That's the tech body. That's the representation of interaction with B1 aliens. Now, we're not going to do this again, so you better get it this time. So we're not going to go on and on and on, because this is a good thing. But we're not going this. You better get this, because there ain't going to be no redo on this. This is the B1 alien that is allowing everything to happen. Do you understand, you fucking Luddite, that you are absolutely surrounded by technology and you can't live without technology right here, right now? You're alive.
Yeah, I know that.
And you can't live without it. That's your function. Now, you can have everybody else do it, but you still have to contact them. You see? You still have to interact with them. You're not writing letters. You're not posting a script in the mail. So, I'm not waiting 3 weeks on a reply on things anymore. So that's what we're trying to talk about, that even you are affected by this causal regressive effect. And that's alien B1 interaction.
Yeah, you said effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, right?
Correct.
Yeah, now that voice, is that the Siri or whatever, smart house in JW's residence? Is that what we heard?
That's Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is that his system in his home? Or is it in the phone?
Oh, yeah, it runs everything. Now, the phone is Siri. Siri's a different combination.
Yeah, okay. All right, so the new aliens... B1, are they humans at Time Magazine or Huffington Post? Are they control agents on an anthropomorphic chemical body level? Or are they this ethereal tech body level?
Okay, too many words. Break it back down. You said, is it Huffington Post? Okay.
Now, no, people, employees, editors, are they actual aliens? No.
No, don't say it like that. Let's clean up your words. Your words were great, but we got to clean it up. Who is Arianna Huffington?
Yeah, she created the Huffington Post. I don't think she's there anymore.
Okay, she's not. You know why? Because the alien B1s put her out of business. She was the entire Matt Drudge of Drudge Report. But Matt Drudge got run out of Drudge Report. See, that's what happens. They start this conversation, and then it becomes a thing. So the Huffington Post became a thing that was taken over by something. And the something that took it over, you'd say, was the zeitgeist, and we'd say, it's B1 aliens.
Right, and they just did this the past 5 years.
That's right. Quietly. Ever so easy. You know when we were cast away, when we weren't allowed to speak? That's when much of this was developed. That's when much
right,
of
this now,
was transpiring.
That's right. So
much
the when Ian was on their breaks, 2011 to 2013, 2014, and then the next one was 2017, 2019, these new aliens took advantage of your absence. That's what you're saying, right? They took advantage and came in and took over the information machine. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they started driving the machine so much so that we weren't allowed to have a say. But it was good because it made the humans have the ability to embrace the words. See, some people took advantage of it. Gene took advantage of it. Okay?
Yes.
Rejoice in the Genesee Valley. She took advantage of it. Time for her to come back if she's not dead.
Right, but these are different. These are not the old Pentagon Nazi Project Paperclip aliens. They're not the new ones that are coming to see Bob. These are intermediary aliens from somewhere else.
We don't really like your words, but we'll agree. But we don't.
Well,
really
are
like
these new aliens, the ones of D1, are they? Do they have any in their group from the coming Bob meeting aliens, the new aliens we call them?
No, the ones that are going to meet with you, Bob, those are going to be the B2 aliens, Bob.
Right.
They're the ones the B1 aliens have won. They're going to keep you on TikTok. They're going to keep you in Putin's Russia. They're going to keep you in the Uyghurs' work camp. They're going to keep you in Taiwan's meat market. They're going to keep you in Saudi Arabia's sand mines. They're going to keep you in bondage, just like Pharaoh's ancient land. So they won. They got you. Your worker bees. This explains all this that you've been working on for all this time about the details about how humans are in bondage and which one's going to die and the ones that don't die, they're going to mouth. Who's going to wash the clothes? I'm not washing no dishes. I'm a god. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have my dishes. Karen, who's going to sweep the yard? I'm not going to sweep the yard. If everybody dies, who's going to sweep the yard? The machine's going to sweep the yard. It's with the Roomba cleans the floor, and I don't like that either because I have to raise my feet up. But Carolyn, who's going to sweep the yard? Well, I guess I'll have to, Bob. No, no, you're a god. You don't have to sweep the yard. We've got to get some. This explains those details, those telltale details.
What? Are those the arrogant humans? Are you just quoting what? Worker bees. Did you just quote arrogant ionauts, humans, or another variety of aliens? Who were you quoting there who were saying, I'm not going to work?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. As a god, you're, no, wait, no. Now, listen now. As a god, your perspective shifts and changes. As a god, Bob, the human's perspective shifts and it changes. Now you're not trying to make sure that everybody's equal, because they're not. Uh-oh.
Right. Okay, so what I've got so far.
Yeah,
so listen to this. I think so, but let me lay this out. So we were talking about the old aliens were the ones who came over with the Nazis. They heard Hitler on the radio, got involved with Nazi Germany, got out of that scene, didn't like the Nazis, came over with Wernher von Braun, and were in the Pentagon. And are they also in Antarctica, that arrangement after 1958?
Yeah.
Right.
Bird. Don't forget Bird.
Right. So you have the we're calling them the old aliens, or the ones in the Pentagon. But there are two aspects. They're the underground bunker civilization are part of these the A world. And then there's the Pentagon aliens.
A1
and A2. And the ones in the underground bunkers, they're aliens from somewhere else. They're foreign bodies that come in.
Yeah, well, here again, we hate putting a definitive label on it. It's kind of like a sticker on something and calling it organic. It's not really that organic. But it's okay if you need to put the organic sticker on it to segregate it. We'll go with that. But just know it's just a sticker. It's just a label. Do you remember Bob Carr? Remember Bob Carr's perspective? He says perspective is all how you look at it.
Yes.
See, the
perspective. And he said it was all brain chemistry. He said it was brain chemistry.
Indeed. And it is. But it's how you look at it. It's how you see it. How you present it. How you embrace it. It's kind of like, good food is great, but it doesn't matter. It's how you digest it. That's the point. Because if you don't digest it well, then it won't work. So your words are fine, but you're starting to parse this out into dulcimers, into chords, into keys, into ramifications of how you have a perspective. Preceptive perspective. Now that's what we do, the wire whips. Okay, remember you got two egg beaters and you hold them in your hand?
Yeah.
That's the journey you're looping through, and then the station is in the middle. We did this a million years ago, Bob, but we did it a million times. Bert's going to start throwing up a little bit in his mouth because he's like, oh, God, here we go again. We told Bob this 1,000 times, and then all of a sudden it clicked, and then Bob got it. But here's the new rub. Things have changed now, Bob. You're in the... Do you know what the Apocrypha is, Bob?
Yep.
What is the Apocrypha?
The parts that the Nicene Council deleted from the Bible. Excluded from the Bible.
But what did the Apocrypha say? That's the rub. What was the reason they were removed?
They talked about ascension and all the stuff that Ion talks about, the new secret history landscape.
Okay.
A bird just attacked. What's that bird? He stood up, hit the window, he's standing looking at me.
He's like, let me in. I'm fixing to take over. I'm gonna be four your D2. I'm gonna be four your D2. And now watch Ben. Watch Ben come and eat it. Watch Ben jump over there and eat his ass. Maybe nothing but fish.
Is he stunned?
He's stunned. You're stunning, Bob. You're very stunning. Now that we finally got Dr. Dean's attention, you become more and more stunning, Bob. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's standing there stunned, looking at me, and he doesn't fly away or anything. So he's partly affected by the bumping in the window. He's affected by bumping into the window, but he's standing up.
He refuses to acknowledge reality, Bob. He refuses to acknowledge reality. Now, that's why you cannot question the cult. Don't question the cult. That's what the B1 aliens are going to cram down everybody's throat hole, except you.
Did you just say that's me? That's me?
Yeah. Don't question the cult. That's right.
Are they going to push me down everybody's throat? Is that what you were just saying?
They're going to try.
I'm going to try with them.
No, you don't do anything, Bob. You have other people do things for you. So they can't blame you with anything. If it's done, someone else will have done it. And if it's wrong, it'll be somebody else's fault. Don't you know that already? Not whether you win or lose, it's how you place the blame, Bob. But you're well aware of this. Okay, that's not this conversation.
Now, okay, so these new aliens that are going to be the cult, they're the ones who are going to change the history of the 60s to explain Bob's rise.
They already have.
Right.
They already have. That's already being done. They're now undoing Lenin. They're now undoing the Fab Four. They're now undoing now Princess Diana was the Queen of England. Now, see, it goes on. They're redoing every aspect of the ramification of the condition of the Third Reich. That's even being changed. Everything's being undone and changed, and you kind of go, this doesn't make any sense anymore. I keep talking about history, and now my history starts to sound like Lewis Carroll instead of Wyndham Lewis.
Lewis Carroll. So the new alien, okay, so the actual aliens that are coming to meet Bob, they're B2. So within the B world, you got the B1, the B2. The B1 are not the Pentagon aliens. They're not the new aliens to come meet Bob. They're in between. They're another species who want to run the android meme and the tech body. They want to run the content.
Okay.
Would that be the Klaus Schwab coming out of the World Economic Forum, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, those guys?
No. The B1 aliens are the ones that can kill an actor and with a gun in Alec Baldwin's hand in which he doesn't pull the trigger.
Right. In other words, they work for Trump.
Do the math on that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And see, Trump follows this like a bad habit. But he's aware of it because, he can't.
Would you say it's like a bad habit? Trump does what as a bad habit?
Trump knows this, and he uses this like a bad habit. But this is because of his mother. Do you know Trump's mother?
Right. No, I understand that. So when I was in New York in the 90s, Trump was a media figure on the National Enquirer level. That is an anticipation of the stupid social mortar tech body, pre-tech body kind of media that the new aliens are consolidating, making more efficient. And Trump gets to ride that because he's always been on that level of social gossip media.
Because his mother would get in her Rolls Royce automobile and drive to collect the quarters out of the laundromat that she owned in the Bronx. She would drive her Rolls Royce to go collect the quarters out of the box because them quarters were the life and death for the family. You see? See how ridiculous that is?
Why were they the life and death? They had real estate. They made a lot of money. Why did they do that?
She didn't think they never had enough money. She came from hard times. I'm going to go get my goddamn quarters. Fuck you and your real estate. That don't worth nothing. I want my fucking money. Get the fuck away from me. I'll go do it myself. Well, we'll just send somebody. They'll steal the quarters. No, we got to do this. They're going to get them quarters. So she get her hair all dutied up and drive her Rolls Royce and go open the boxes and get the quarters out herself so not one quarter was lost. See the rub?
Right. So she, her mind, she kept thinking being poor. She was white trash. And she got getting wealthier and wealthier and still thought white trash terms. Okay.
Correct. And that's why, and now B1 aliens are removing Thomas Jefferson's statue after 107 years.
You mean as part of the Black Lives Matter, the woke crowd, as part of the new
era? Don't matter. Whatever that, we don't even know what that means. They don't mean nothing. That's going to be a
place. Well, why are they removing the statue?
Because they're trying to erase history. They're making a new history. They're trying to reimagine America. The same way they keep showing this east room of the White House with a fireplace and without a fireplace and with windows and with no windows and three windows and then the green room on the other side and then this palatial thing that you could put 10,000 people in this one room and you're like, God damn, that's the biggest room in the whole wide world. And you look at any other shot and there's no inhale that you can get 100 people in the room. Let alone thousands that they kind of do with them.
Okay, we got
everybody
that.
Looks at it. Everybody looks at that and go, "Oh well, that's just the White House." And it's not.
Right. So the new aliens are the cult of the hologram, the global hologram. They're trying to control and design the hologram, which is a part of the tech body. They run the information environment that surrounds us, the superficial information environment, which is the
no
world of distraction.
That no one is watching. See, that's the thing. No one's watching this thing. No one's caring. Nobody's seeing these anomalies because they're not looking at it. They just go by what's said. Like, nobody watches The View. They just hear what's said on The View because somebody regurgitates some ridiculous thing that they said on The View.
See? Right.
So it's like there's no news anymore. Now the news is something happens. They get a panel of six people to talk about what didn't happen. Well, I was watching it. I said, well, I can see it with my own eyes. I don't need you to tell me what I saw. I saw what I saw. No, you don't understand. There's another conversation that we have to be having here because you got to see what was behind the story here. You're like, what are you talking about? This is crazy. So that's the B1. Now,
okay,
to
so what?
B2.
Yeah,
what
we're gonna get. Wait a minute. Yeah, we're gonna get there. But so B1, mm-hmm. when the oligarchs, the Queen's family, going back generations, they would call mm-hmm. these strangers who were sometimes aliens and other times angels.
Torchwood.
They mixed it up, called them angels. That
Torchwood.
Is these B, what?
Torchwood Institute.
Yeah, the B1. Those are the B1 aliens interacting with humans mm-hmm. and not clarifying.
Well, now, Queen, no. Let's say it right. Let's say it. Don't be sloppy, because you're not sloppy. Let's be precise. Boy, when's the last time you heard us say that, Bob? This is a new day. Queen Victoria, when she was holding Prince Albert's Cullinan, not Cullinan, that's different, Cullinan diamond, that they kept recutting to get a perfect aperture. It provides an aperture. The reason that that diamond was so precious was because Queen Victoria said, when these aliens come back, we'll be ready for them.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is important. Because they were here, and they left, she prepared and gave resources to prepare a cause to intercept this alien interaction. Okay, now fast forward to the end of Queen Elizabeth II's reign, and she lost Buckingham Palace. So apparently,
yeah.
Torchwood vis-a-vis Trafalgar is not victorious. London Bridge
is not Queen Victoria. What'd you say? It's not Queen Victoria?
Queen Victoria apparently was not prepared for Queen Elizabeth II to be victorious.
Ah, so she was prepared for Queen Elizabeth II to lose.
That no one could ever admit that. No one could ever admit that, but yet that seems to be the reality. Otherwise, how do you lose Buckingham Palace? And why isn't
right.
anybody talking about it? See, that's the rub. That's the crazy part. not a fucking soul is talking about it. Well, I went and had tea with the Queen. We weren't in Buckingham Palace, but we don't know where we were, but we weren't in Buckingham Palace. Well, the flag hasn't flown over Buckingham Palace over some time. And the BBC, Lady Chatterley can't even get a word in edgewise. This is crazy on the BBC One. This is crazy. Nobody's even acknowledging it. They're acting like it's no big deal. Oh, well, she's at Westminster. No, she's at Westminster's a fucking church. It's not a place to live. What are you talking about? Like, come on now. This is getting weird. And that's B1 aliens. They're changing the narrative. And anything that gets any head of steam, and that's the ridiculous thing that y'all were doing on Fuck You University last night, when you start railing against Lynn Wood and you start fucking with Sidney Powell and you start running your goddamn mouth on what you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you bunch of sacrosanct idiots living lives of democracy in a demographic falling state of pluracy. That's what we would say. But
piracy? What's piracy? Piracy?
An empiracy, where you're empirically superior to something. We don't know what you're superior to, but you think you're superior to something. Anyway, they start railing against these things where words were said. And so we're going to judge this based on words that were said. So then one says, I'm going to pray that Jesus saves your soul. And everybody's, ha, 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 ha. They're chuckling like they know something. They don't have a clue what the reference is. They should know the reference, you see. Because just because somebody can represent or acknowledge a larger position doesn't make them less than or inappropriate any more than it makes you superior in your conversation. So until you know, then you got to go with it. That's why you never push against anything. You're careful about that. You don't like anybody or hate anybody. You don't care. James Martinez can come on the show Saturday night. You'd welcome him with open arms and have a nice long conversation. It'd be great fun. You'd be the great thing. Well, I sure have missed you. How's it been on the mind up? Hey, we've been looking for some new good levels of 8-balls. Is there a good quality 8-ball you can suggest for us? You'd have great fun. He'd be welcome. It'd be great fun. And he'd go, ha, 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 ha. He'd laugh. He'd goofy. He'd laugh. And it'd be great fun. That's B1 apprehension. The only reason you're successful the way you're successful is because in no place are you judged by any of them. You don't embrace them or acknowledge them. You don't like them or dislike them. You don't hate them or love them. None of that. You're kind of numb to it all. You like it all and you hate it all. So it's all good. Well, I never embraced that. I just paid for it. I just took care of it. I don't know. I just sent some money. I don't know what it was for. It's just some money. I don't know. That's Carolyn. I don't know. It's the money. I don't know. I said, don't get me involved in this thing called life. I don't know anything about that. See how fun that is? Because that's the reason that you have a say. Because you're not plus or minus to A1, A2, B1, B2. And B2 is something you got to worry about.
Right. So where do the seraphim, the things that are coming out of the draconian well, where do they fit into these?
That's B2. That's B2.
Mm. But it's not the new aliens.
No, they're not. They're trapped inside the earth, and because... Okay. Well, I guess you're going to play this. Well, you may have to... There you go. You always go to the aorta. You can't get a vein, no. You gotta go to an artery. You want an arterial cut down every single time. If he hadn't opened the goddamn draconian well, you'd have had a different conversation. Because now you have loosed the hounds of hell that were embedded in the earth in the draconian well.
Yeah, but they're not the A1 underground bunker occupants.
Correct. They're A2.
What's A? No, they're B2.
No, they're not B2. B2's coming. B2's not here yet.
Yeah, oh, okay. So you just said the draconian well was B2. You're changing that to A2.
Yeah, they come out of that well that are trapped in the earth. That's the people right in the earth. Now they're loose. Now, this goes hand in hand.
But they're not the underground bunker occupants. There's these Who built the underground bunkers? Who built the underground bunkers?
That would be A1. A1 did that.
Okay, they built it, and they're in there. But they're not the condemned seraphim, hounds of hell
people.
These were trapped.
Just like the four angels that are under the Tigris and the Euphrates River. That when those rivers sunk, those angels were bound. That's what's being loosed. That's the thing.
The Draconian well are trapped. The underground bunker occupants
were,
are not trapped.
Were. They were trapped, but they're not anymore. It's been opened. Now, did we support that? Maybe. We did tell him how deep to do it. We did tell him what size pump to do. We did tell him every detail about it. He was very obedient and did exactly what we said. So we can't really blame him, but yet the hound.
Who's him? You mean Nick? You're talking about Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's
a nefarious run. Now wait one second. Now that's a good point to get into because you need to straighten that part out. Now you got all these things happening.
Wait, to straighten out what part? The Nick thing? The Nick thing needs to be straightened out. Okay.
Yeah, this is the Alfred Hitchcock version, where Alfred Hitchcock would write a storyline and it had to fill in the blanks of what happened. Well, here's what's happening: all this shit is going down in the earth, on the earth. Can't believe billboards. Can't believe the news. Can't know anything. They tell you everything. TikTok, flip flop, dick tock. All the things you can't know, you know, give a dog a bone, you can't know nothing, your damn dog's biting you, you just can't know anything anymore. All right, that's great. Okay, then we got to change again. It's already going blip, blip, blip. Hold on one second. Hold on. Blip, blip, blip. Better, worse. Shit, we can't hear nothing. Okay, wow.
Me, I can hear you. I can hear you.
That's better. Now that better or worse?
Way better.
Oh, good, because now we're back to the other one that you like. Okay, so you have these things that were bound in the earth, in the terra firma, that now because of the apocalypse and the revelation, starting at Revelation 6, that starts being loosed all the way up to 8, these things that are raging through the earth of Babylon that's fallen, that's what's happening now. That's why people are getting killed all over the place. That's why people just wake up and say, I don't like you. Bam! I'm going to kill your ass. And then they shoot him in the face. And then they walk up. Yeah, I killed him and I killed him. The motherfucker needed killing. Yeah, I did that. I did. I'll kill you too. Say something. I'll kill you too. I ain't scared. So that's where all this ramp up murder and mayhem and all this bullshit's coming from. Because these spirits are being loosed. Spirits are different. All right. They're not angels.
All right. Right. They're not angels and they're not aliens. They're spirits.
Correct.
And Their turmoil that they're unleashing coming out of the well is part of the causing of the volcanoes, right?
That's exactly that pressure. The pressure.
Yeah.
Under pressure. Queen, you love Queen. Under pressure. It's under pressure. And that's what's happening is people are overcompensating and responding. That's why, we don't want to say words so you can't play this thing. But that's why you're having a show change-up because of the pressure. Outside forces are causing pressure, so it puts things vulnerable. So rather than make them vulnerable, you change the format to make them sane or to make them innocuous. And that's what you're doing. See?
Right.
But
so
we said that knife. We said that knife. Did you hear that?
Right. But what you're saying is Karen goes off and does other stuff, and Jeannie and I and Ion shift the show, and that's in responding to these new pressures.
Correct. From a medical field point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And do you think Debbie is going to take it? The guy the person who owns the station? Debbie
who?
Owns the station. Debbie.
Who?
She'll have no say in the matter. Okay.
No. Not at all. Well, let's see how long she owns it. But see, you can do your own for 30 seconds. I mean, I never have understood this just yet, but whatever y'all want to do, it don't really matter.
Yeah.
You run around trying to pay somebody, fussing about what you're paying somebody, you can do the own thing for $12. It doesn't make any sense to us. But we don't care, goddamn, it's all right. we don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for us.
We have an audience there. We're hijacking Carolyn's audience, so there's something there that can respond. Okay.
We talk to dead people all the time. Dead people don't scare us. It's good. We can talk
okay.
to the dead.
Listen, did you finish the Queen Victoria story? She didn't anticipate the alien thing, so the Queen Elizabeth II, her granddaughter, whatever, got nailed. What is
great
the consequences of that?
Great-granddaughter.
Right.
And she did not expect Elizabeth II to not prevail. That's the shocker. That's why the queen, that's why the royal family is going to the wind. That's why they're all checked out. That's why they live in Los Angeles and have talk shows, Bob. This is the goddamn royal family. It left the monarchy. I don't want to be a royal anymore. Fuck you and your royal shit. I'm going to America where I can live in Los Angeles. I can live in a very small house that costs a lot of money. Do the math on that, Bob.
But are you saying that Meghan and Prince Harry, they saw the writing on the wall? They saw ain't going to last. What did they
That's
see?
Right.
How did they see that?
They saw the jig is up. They said the fall. They see how this kind of blew up into this thing that's now all of a sudden a thing, that it's not going to last long enough to be a part of it. We got to make our own way right quick. Honey, this is over. The jig's up.
Well,
we got to do something
Meghan, she was not a part of the hypnosis there, so she helped Harry see what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like to give her any credit.
We would rather. We would much rather give Diana credit for trying to pin the tail on the jackass, because Diana was able to say, "See," and she see how that ended. And you literally say, "Well, see how it worked out for her." So don't see too far.
Did the Queen Mother kill her?
Was she
her
did.
Death?
The Queen Mother she'll whoop your ass. And don't think that little Marco won't go down too. That little bitch says one more thing and see how this works out. Don't you fucking with the wrong one now. Don't get too carried away with this. But the
so
point
is the Queen
is,
Mother is the Queen Mother going to correct all this? This unforeseen tragedy or ending.
Let's don't do that. We'll do that another day. Let's don't do that right now, because it's going to set off a chain of events that you can't purport. We're trying to get you with the aliens. We're not trying to solve Trafalgar right today. It's all
right. Right. Why are you calling Queen Victoria Trafalgar? Is that her alien species alignment, the Trafalgar gang?
La Paloma Loma. Yes, Bob.
Yeah. All right. That would be, are they A1, A2, B1, B2, or something different, the Trafalgar aliens?
Well, we don't know. They're not B2. They're not B2.
Oh, yeah, they're not part of the new. They're not part of the new. Okay,
but
good.
Don't think that B2 won't take advantage of it, because that's where everybody's vulnerable. Don't be surprised if you hear if London Bridge is down, you can watch out, because it's going to be an ugly day. You know that. We hope it doesn't happen, but it could.
Yeah, you're talking about the new aliens that meet with Bob. They could do some stuff over there, here and there.
They can make London Bridge fall. And if it falls, that's a bad day.
Because is that the Bank of England? What is London Bridge? The Bank of England?
Look it up. Look it up. We're not saying it.
Well, I know what London Bridge is. That's where the tower is.
No. London, yeah. Oh. No, the Tower Bridge. That's not what we're talking about. It's code for the Queen, Bob.
London Bridge.
London Bridge is down. That's the
code. Well, that's Prussia. That's the Prussia owners.
Fuck. You got to Google it, Google it. You make a little note. Write a little note.
I know about
Google
London Bridge.
Tower Bridge. Cold.
London Bridge that dismantled and went to Texas someplace.
Code. Code.
Yeah, okay.
Look
for what?
Look it up.
They're not going to tell me what it is code for in Wikipedia.
Son of a fucking bitch. I guess we'll just have to goddamn do it ourselves. Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, you do it.
You go to Google. You go to, say, Google.
Yeah.
Google. Hello, Google.
Bridge. There it is. I'm at London Bridge. And it says, Several bridges named London Bridge have spanned the River Thames between the City of London and Southwark. The current crossing, which opened traffic in 1973, is a box girder bridge built from concrete and steel. It replaced the 19th century stone arch bridge, which in turn superseded a 600-year-old stone-built medieval structure. This was preceded by a succession of timber bridges, the first of which was built by the Roman founders of London. Holy shit, it goes way back. It contains all history. The Cumber Bridge stands at the western end of the Pool of London and is positioned 30 meters or 98 feet upstream from previous alignments. It goes on. Oh, okay. The approaches to the medieval bridge were marked by the Church of St. Magnus the Martyr on the northern bank and by Southwark Cathedral on the southern shore. Until Putney Bridge opened in 729, London Bridge was the only road crossing of the Thames downstream of Kingston upon Thames. London Bridge has been depicted in several forms in art, literature, and songs, including the nursery rhyme, London Bridge Has Fallen Down, and the epic poem, Oh, The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. The modern bridge is owned and maintained by Bridge House Estates, an independent charity of medieval origin. Ooh, what's that? Knights Templars? Mm-hmm. Overseen by the City of London Corporation. It carries the AC Road, which is maintained by the Greater London Authority. The crossing also delineates an area along the southern bank of the River Thames between London Bridge and Tower Bridge that has been designated as a business improvement district. So what I'm getting, Ian, is just as Trafalgar Square is named after the weird Trafalgar civilization that was there a couple hundred years ago, and so there's much density of history or experience in there, the London Bridge is the archetypal fucking everything. It's been here for 10,000 years.
Olaf II, the king of Norway, Saint Olaf, destroyed London Bridge. Destroyed the London Bridge in the 11th century.
I see. And that's before Henry II took Dublin.
Of course.
But maybe
The Dubliners is an interesting conversation, isn't it?
Yeah. The joy stories. So the bridge area has twice been the target of terrorist acts, once in 2017 and again in 2019. So London Bridge is an archetypal environment. Is it what James Joyce talks about? The wall? Balbus is building a wall back in it's not a wall, it's a bridge. It's a gap. It's a means of transportation. So, but it has such archetypal witness. It witnessed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is that? Are the aliens connected to it? Was something involved with the London Bridge, and that's why you're talking about it.
Okay, here's one more thing for you to Google. You ready?
Yeah.
Operation London Bridge.
Okay. Is the plan for what will happen in the United Kingdom. Well, no. Yeah. Operation London Bridge, known by its code phrase, oh, London Bridge is down.
London Bridge is down, which is what we said.
Yes. Is the plan for what will happen in the United Kingdom after the death of Queen Elizabeth. It includes planning for the announcement of her death, the period of official mourning, and the details of her state funeral. Now, I'm thinking right now, if Prince Philip fakes his death, she can fake her death, right?
Mm.
Some critical decisions relating to the plan have been made by the Queen herself, although some can only be made by her successor, Charles, after her death. Read on.
Now, what do we say? What's the thing we said clearly all the way through? That Charles would never be the King of England, remember?
Right, right.
Never.
So
he
can't...
Now... It's a new. Now we have a new rub because if London Bridge is down, he immediately becomes the King of England after 13 days of mourning, and then he will have a coronation and being throned or crowned King of England. And that bitch, what's her name, Parker Bowles, whatever her fucking name is.
Kamala Bowles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's never going to be. It's just not going to. It just can't happen. So he's going to have to die first, or Queen's going to have to hang it out. So that's the rub. Now,
what does it mean for the Queen to hang it out? You mean the Queen survives? Is that what that phrase means? To hang it out means to survive?
to eke it out, to manage, to live through it. But now that's going to have an effect on B2 aliens. And that's when you step into the picture, you see. That's why you had to fight so hard.
Right. So the old aliens in the Pentagon attacked Buckingham Palace and took it over. But the new aliens, they have other purposes with the Queen and Buckingham Palace. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Right. So that would be, they'd have a battle with the Pentagon aliens over what's done with Buckingham Palace and what's done with Philip and the Queen. So that would be part of the negotiations that I have.
Okay. But we had to bring this up and set this in motion. Notice that we didn't talk about it. You did. We made you look it up on purpose to make sure that that was the position that had to be broached, because it's not looking good today. But now all is well, but it's not looking good today. That affects things, and that's why you have this very sober entendre tonight, trying to get everything straightened out so that you know exactly what you're looking at here.
Yeah, the entendre tonight is this session. That's what you meant by that phrase.
Yeah, from Steve Parsons.
What's that, Steve Parsons? Have we already been on Mars? Since we didn't land on the moon, but did we? Anybody American?
Yeah,
NASA landed.
That's simple. Yeah, NASA ain't done shit. You dropped in there through wormholes. Now, what we were talking about with egg beaters, where you have one in each hand pointing left and right. Now take them out of each hand and touch the other ends together, and you'll get high clear castle. High clear castle. And that's
that
how
a
you
place?
Drop into Mars. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a place. High clear.
You're a historian.
You're a historian.
Right.
You don't even
you
know what
into
high
a wormhole.
Is.
Let's finish the thought. Finish the thought.
Yeah.
You drop into a wormhole, and you're talking about joining the curved end, not the bottom squared off end of the wire.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So now you can jump. Instead of having to ride the roller coaster, you can jump off at the far end and jump onto another roller coaster and go to its far end. And so you can drop into Mars instantly. That's where they got the idea in the first place. Highclere Castle.
Highclere Castle. Now, did they say Obama, as a young person, went to Mars? Is that true? The president?
Whatever. Who cares? He didn't even. He's not even black, Bob. He pretended to be black. How can you believe somebody who is 1/16th black? I mean, you can't believe nothing comes from that. Married to a big old buck man. We like her. We like Michael. He's a good dude. We like him.
Wouldn't that be the weirdness of the Obama administration? That would be part of the new tech aliens, the B1. What are they? B1.
They would be B1. Yeah.
Yeah. That all the stories and whether he would where he was born and all that, but. So you're just we were just talking before that, the high clear, the wiki. So people in the Pentagon know how to get to Mars through the wormholes. Are they connected to the aliens? And the aliens showed them how to do it.
Did you say Hollywood? Did you say Hollywood?
No, I didn't.
What did you say? What did you
say? I said the Vanity Fair, B2 aliens that run the media content, the media gossip world. As part of their takeover was symptomatic of was expressed by Obama because he was such a weird family and he was killed and replaced by doubles. That's the kind of stuff that the new aliens at B1 understand or play with.
Yes, that's fine. But what does that have to do with Mars?
Oh, okay. Now, yeah, what? Nothing to do with Mars. Oh, Obama says people say he went to Mars as a kid.
He didn't. He didn't. But B1 aliens showed people how to drop through a wormhole to Mars and see it, be it, do it, and all that kind of stuff. They call
it
the Red Dragon. They call it the Red Dragon Syndicate.
Okay, not the Red Kingdom. Nothing to do with that.
No, that's different. That's Trump land. That's what he's going to be the viceroy of. Red Kingdom. Yeah, that's the one. That's one with the Patriots when they take over and kill all the rest of them.
Right. So
Bob
Dole.
Hey, Bob. Bob. Bob Dole knows. Bob Dole knows. Yes, he does. Bob Dole knows.
He knew about the Mars, the Avenue to Mars.
Yes. Yeah, but no, we were being cheeky because everything he came up, he always spoke to himself in the third person like he wasn't there. He'd make a statement. He'd say, now, Bob, and he'd hold that ink pen because, you know, he's crippled. His hand was all crippled up. He'd hold that ink pen, and he'd say, now, Bob Dole knows. Bob Dole knows. It's so funny. That was his famous thing. We love Elizabeth Dole. She was so sweet.
Okay, so anyways, the thing is, you could land, go to Mars, and it was solid. But you couldn't stand on one of the moons because it was plasma or something. You sunk there,
yeah,
right?
Our moon is plasma. The second moon you can stand on, but nobody's been there yet.
What about the third moon?
Yeah, you can. They just found that, by the way. They just now acknowledge that it is.
Right. So you could go to the first moon, our moon, by a wormhole? You could use that method?
Yeah. But you'd be in a plasma field. You can't stand in a plasma field. So it's like, okay. So, you know, you're like, okay, I went to heaven and I was in a cloud. Ooh, I was in a cloud. I was, you know, that's about the same thing. You can't stand in a cloud. I mean, you can stand on something in a cloud, but you can't stand on a cloud. Yeah, there you go.
That's right. So, I think Ayn said something landed on the moon. Rover.
Second moon.
Ah, so nothing ever got on the first moon. There's nothing there.
You can't land on nothing. That's why the solar eclipses are so prolific, because it's a shadow of a plasma field. So it's not that the Earth's getting between you and the sun, because how else would this work? Or, let's say they say, Ion, that's bullshit. Okay, show us pictures of the dark side of the moon. Why not do that? You got orbit of everything else. Show us pictures of the dark side of the moon. Now, you can slingshot. You can go to Saturn. You slingshot off the gravitational field of the moon. Well, then show us a snapshot, a Polaroid of the dark side of the moon. Why is that so hard? Google the dark side of the moon. Let's see some pictures. Come on now. Let's fuck. You want to fuck? Let's fuck. They can't show you none. Well, you can go to Mars, but you can't get a picture of the dark side of the moon? Okay. It becomes troublesome after. If you're going to apply any kind of logic to this conversation, it's very fleeting. You notice that?
Yes. So there's no dark side of the moon because it's a plasma field.
That's correct. If you got that far, you'd see there's a whole other moon or two more moons. You're like,
right.
What the fuck?
If you get to that part of the plasma field, which is the first moon, you would see the other two moons.
And that's where you get the solar lunar eclipses from, is from the light from the second moon. That's what the pigmentation that you're seeing around it, that it eases into itself, because it is a flat earthers will tell you that's how this rotation falls. See, you got to have a flat earth conundrum. Now, that's a, I don't want to start a war. We don't want to start a war. We don't give a fuck. We don't care. Flat earth, round earth, big earth, iron gate, non-iron gate. We ain't fighting all that. Just don't fall off the end of it and you'll be all right. As long as you don't fall off the end of the earth, we don't really care how you perceive it. That's not a battle we want to take on. We want to be lucid. We're trying to get Bob, that's our Bob. We're talking about Bob in the first person, like he's not right here. That's pretty fun, like Bob Dole. And Bob Dole, Bob Neverett knows. Wait, where'd he go? Where'd Bob Neverett go? Dobstown, like Bob Marshall knew. Yeah, Bob Marshall knew. Yeah, for sure. Okay, we're trying to show Bob these segregation points so that he can understand how to interact between angels, which Carolyn has all but mastered, Bert has also all but mastered, and that's good, because in a tight spot, we would want Dr. Carolyn Dean, personally, as far as JW is concerned, he wants Bert and Dr. Dean fighting on his behalf. no yeah. contest, because either one of them, they will whoop a nigga now. They will do that. They will whoop a nigga now. They will do that. They will do that. So we're saying he wants them on his side, whatever has to happen for that to work out. That's a good day.
Yes.
Because they both intrinsically understand angelic dynamics that has nothing to do with alien interactions. They're different.
Yeah. Yeah, my field is the alien interaction.
That's exactly right. And that's why we're trying to keep you far abreast of that side, because the A1 don't matter. A2, you don't care. B1, you've all but whooped. You don't even give them the time of day. I mean, they might as well be Ralph Doobie. You don't even acknowledge them anymore. Like, yeah, who?
Yeah.
Is Abaton? Where's that? Abaton? What's Abaton? Is Abaton? Vicky? Oh, go get Vicky. Vicky was all right, but Abaton, what are we going to do with that? You know, and what was his name? Albert Shirley?
No,
what's
his
name? Shirley. No, yes, no. The one after Abaton, before Dave Worcester, the goober.
Paul Shockley.
We can't even say his name. We just fall out laughing because it was the most silliest thing in the whole wide world. There wasn't very much awareness of that cosmic awareness now, was it? The Shockley world. No. But anyway, set that aside. That's not important. What's important is what you're stepping into is the interactions with the B2 aliens. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about this Earth or the planet or RNA reset or products or minerals or Earth or water. They don't care about any of that. They're not interested in any of that. Neither are you. Everybody else has a dog in the fight, but you don't have a dog in the fight. You can care less. Destroy the Maui. Fuck Maui. Maui's overrated. Bunch of naked people, ugly people. Why can't they be pretty naked people on Maui? No, hell no. The ugly people got to take their clothes off and then come to Maui and get between me and the beach. This is ridiculous. Why I got to look at ugly people? Why can't I look? So you're like, fuck Maui. Just burn it down. Let it go. I don't need Connecticut. I don't like New York. I don't like Canada. I don't like Canadians. I don't like people living in Miami. I don't like any of that. So get rid of it. Get rid of all of it. It's fine. You don't care either. Therefore, they would have your attention, meaning you could see their point of view.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You mean that's why they're interested in me, because I could see their point of view.
Correct.
Yeah.
That and Ark Linkletter is dead.
Right. Now, I had a side thing. You say the NASA rocket landed on the second moon. So the NASA rocket people, with the influence of the Pentagon aliens from Wernher von Braun in Nazi Germany, the NASA white guys were told about that's where you want to aim for the other moon.
Correct. That's great.
And
that's
so that would
never discussed. And that's what never discussed, even in their old history, because some of the old handwritten, you know, when people took a quill and wrote notes and wrote things down and scribes and such. That's why only the macabre even notes it. From the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, they make reference to it. But then everybody says, oh, that's some Jew shit. I ain't listening to no Jew shit. Fuck that, you know.
But listen to this,
Ian.
Listen to this. I had never listened to Art Bell or Coast to Coast, but I heard people talk about it.
I'm wearing time.
And, yeah, and I heard that. That the listeners of Art Bell and Coast to Coast were mad at NASA because NASA withheld information too much. They didn't tell anybody anything. That's because they had all these Antarctica circles, the secrets. They had so many fucking secrets they couldn't talk about it, right?
Right. It was all here. The secrets are here. They're not in the moon. They're not in Mars. They're not in the solar system. They're not in the Milky fucking Way. They're right here. They're right here in the bubble in Antarctica that opens all this up. That there's tunnels they're building all underneath there so you can go underground all the way across the United States of America, not have any problem. It's all good for it melts the rock. Pretty funny.
Well,
you should talk to Bert more. Bert knows
Listen. Yeah. So you got people building bunker underground stuff and new bunker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that we're going to leave and go to Andromeda.
They understand that they have to prepare to live long enough to see how this plays out. They don't have the big picture. Well, although, but that, some of them have been listening to you because since you've been talking bunkers, there weren't any bunkers 20 years ago, and now there are bunkers everywhere. So some goddamn body's been listening to you about going to the bunker.
Right.
Somebody's been right. trying to get that head up. We don't know what all that came from, but there used to build one every 10 years, and now they're building like five every few months. They have new technology
that makes it easier
to drill 4 miles into the ground.
Right. So we're going to the bunker as a metaphor for this underground civilization, underground structure.
For a minute. Just for a
yeah,
minute.
For a minute.
Just for a minute. Not long. Not
but
long.
Those people don't know about Andromeda, but they hear the story.
Correct.
So they're saying, what's that about? And they're saying, well,
no,
what's
they look at
for
science.
That?
They look at science and they go, oh my God, global change is changing. AO2SO4, what is that? Cows are farting. They're farting. Flatulence of cows is ruining the world. We ain't got nowhere to go. We're screwed. So they go, carbon. Carbon's everywhere. They're burning California. Carbon's taking over. It's carbon. It's going to become a new environment. There's more radiation than there ever was. What are we going to do when it's too much radiation? I don't know. What should we do? We better go underground. That's what they did in the 100.
Right, the TV show 100. TV show.
Yes. So they modeled it as a guide, and Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, they're all about it too. So it's all good.
I've heard those names. Are they TV actors? Who are they?
No, they own the Amway Corporation, Bob. Amway.
And they know about us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They like it. They like you.
Oh, okay.
They want their virgins, too. They're mad because you ain't given their virgins yet.
Okay, just a second. I'm just preparing on my schedule here.
Get on your schedule. Oh, you got to hurry up. You're running late, so you ran over a little bit doing the bull. So we'll give you a little extra time, get you cleaned up, make sure you got something to work with, Bobby.
What's the bull?
The session in a session that you can't goddamn play. That's the bull bull.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing
yeah.
sessions that
yeah.
you can't play, so now you got no time. So we got to give you a little extra time so you can make up for your idolatry that you presented earlier today.
Okay, Carolyn, is there something under that lid? There's something there. Okay. I'm censoring again. Is that something under there?
Hey, Carolyn, was there something in that spoon right there? Where's that spoon? Was there something in that spoon that I might touch? Is there something right there?
Can I eat that?
Is that edible? Is that for me? No, Bob, that's for me. Okay, we're going to have it half. You're going to eat your half, and I'm going to eat my half. And you eat your half, and then you're going to eat half of my half, and we'll call that a day. That's a good day. That's how that works.
Okay, so I start off the session. Have we already been on Mars? I think I brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John McEntee, does he have anything to do with what we're talking about today?
Yes, but don't give it any energy. No, just don't give it any. Yes, but you know you can. But we're just saying don't give it a lot of energy because it'll end sadly. Because it's correct, but it's a malnourished attempt of an educated hypothesis.
Okay,
a malnourished attempt at a hypothesis that won't hold water. It's true. But it won't hold water.
See, yeah, I just have here largely unknown player in the Trump administration. So it's not true that he was a big player.
He is, but that's not the conversation. It's how or what made him a player. See, it's malnourished.
All right, I have here nucleosynthesis, the cosmic formation of atoms more complex than the hydrogen atom. I don't think we haven't gone into that. Is that another day?
Correct.
That topic's another
day?
No,
we can do it. Not now. We can say two sentences and clean it up. What it doesn't calculate is carbon. See, if you have hydrogen and carbon, then fine. Even Mr. Snerdley would agree with that because then that becomes the essence of your insulinose, which is your hypothetic super sugar. You notice we said hypothetic because we're waiting on this to occur, but it really has occurred. It's like everything else. It already is. We're just waiting on y'all to catch up and mustard. Okay. We're going to get y'all to catch up and mustard.
Okay. 6 months ago, someone called here, and I called back and got the number, 206-089-4071. And I think I asked about it, but who called that time? Because when I call it back, there's just no answer. There's disconnect or something.
That goes through McLean, Virginia. They were trying to infiltrate or make a hookup. That's called phishing. It was a phishing attempt, and it didn't work. And then when you called it back, it killed it because they're like, uh-oh, we got to stop this. So, bam.
Right, because they called during a private session. They were trying to get in.
Correct.
Right. All right, so I have here, human bodies that have reptilian souls. That was another topic we put off or wasn't significant.
Mm-hmm. That goes to your A1, A2, those shifts, because you still have the carnal souls. Remember the stenographer that keeps track of everything?
Yeah.
You're still dealing with that. You're still dealing with that. So you got to work from that detail. And so you got to give room for what the stenographer would represent. That has to do with the soul, what you say or call soul aspect or ratio.
Right.
Soul
so reptilian souls
ratio.
Are the result of having sex with the A1 or A2?
Well, yeah, we could say it that way, but it's more than that because, see, the aliens, they can ease into, remember the symbiote host? We've done a lot on symbiote host conversation with the kingdoms and inner and outer kingdom and all that stuff. So there are dichotomies that you can embrace through your five bodies that would have, you could say, how was affected by the chip body or how was affected by the chemical body. Well, that would be the same type of conversation, and you could argue with that for hours and days and weeks and months, you see? So if you see it like that, then you can go, oh, that representation is an acclaimed condition that has a transferase capacity. So what you're trying to say is that this, what do you call it when something, a spirit takes over you, or you need an exorcist to walk in, or something you need an exorcist for, evil spirit takes you over. Okay, that would be like an interaction with the chip body or the chemical body. That takes over.
Or A1 or A2.
Could potentially. We'd say yes, but if we let you explain it from the five body platform, it's understandable. If we say it, it's like, oh, that's some goddamn alien shit where they come crawling up your asshole and they come make you be some demon booger man. Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. You become the devil or some bullshit. Ain't no devil, it was you. See? When we say it, people lose track of the conversation. But when you explain it, they go, oh, it's the five-body model. I see. Delved into the Android meme. Oh, okay, I understand that now. See, they can get it that way because you're real smart, Bob. Did we mention that? You're real smart.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. Let's see. I have here. I'm just going to just cleaning up before we end. Why does the next administration stop the previous administration? Yeah, okay, so why did Biden's administration stop Trump's Space Force? Or that's
it
over
didn't.
Now. That was part of the
it
risk.
Didn't.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen.
No, it didn't stop. It didn't stop.
And so, even the border closing, remain in Mexico.
Right.
All that shit under Biden is over.
It's coming back. And now everything, and that's what all this is coming back around. And that's why we turned around, and you were already setting it up to say, well, Ion, how are you going to talk your way out of this shit? You said all these bunch of words, and now none of it come true, and it's all a bunch of shit, and you better hurry up and bring the aliens back, or you got some explaining to do, Lucy. Lucy, you got some explaining to do. And we're coming going, you've lost your damn mind. This ain't no way this could be. None of this is. It's like a step, and we shake ourselves, and we take a step, and we shake ourselves, and it's like, no. Now what's happening? It's like a slingshot. Slingshot is pulling itself right back, a boomerang effect, and that people are having these. Now they're back to these moments of lucidity where they're going, Democrats, Who the fuck's going to vote for a Democrat? Get rid of, kill him. No, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. I know why we, Margie, I know why we plant them oak trees now. Black Lives Matter. They matter so much we're going to hang them up on the big branches of the oak tree. Ooh, yeah, we got a big old tightrope. We're going to, they matter. We're going to prove how much they matter. We're going to bring back crucifixion. We won't burn the crosses. We'll just hang them on the cross, and we'll give homage to Jesus. Praise Jesus while they're hanging on the cross. That's what we do. Who was it? Vlad the Impaler. He did a good job, too. He understood his role. Our biscuit.
Was he, okay.
He understood his biscuit.
Did he, would he have help from some one of the aliens? A1, A2,
yes.
B1, B2?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes,
he did.
Yes, yes. Not B2, not B2. See,
no,
they all intrinsically interloop. They're interlopers because you're talking about them like errors of era and not era, eras
yeah.
of time, and there is no time. You see,
yeah, they've
always
they're rewriting
history right here, right now. So they're going to change it. So the Mongols won't have won soon. What?
Right.
Or
the
South was win the Civil War. What?
Yeah.
What?
Offenau.
Grant took Richmond. No, Grant didn't take Richmond.
Okay.
You see, that's the only thing that can change that, really.
Okay, so Napoleon, he never fucking died. He whooped Wellington.
Well, of course he did. Of course he did. And we got his death set right here. We're looking at it.
Yeah.
And some damn Fabergé eggs that he licked on. He loved them Fabergé eggs. And put snuff. He put Brut and Scotch snuff in them damn eggs, and he sniffed them all the time. It was a good day. Of course, right.
Okay,
Tom, exactly.
Noah, Offenau got pissed off at the miscegenation going on, and so he got Noah to flood the world. Was part of what Offenau was cleaning up was
God,
not just angels, but fucking aliens.
No, you're wrong. Noah didn't flood nothing. There was no rain. Noah was obedient. Noah was a drunk, and he was obedient. Because God told Noah, he says, it's never rain. He says, it's fixing to rain. It's going to rain so much I'm going to flood the earth because the giants have took over. They're miscegenated. Dogs and cats is laying together, and they're making these abominations. That's the Ragnarok. That's the kings. That's the giants. That's the Odin religion bullshit. That's all those tie into it. So it had gotten so bad, the only solution was wash them all out. Flood it out. And so he got Noah, who was obedient. He didn't have to be. Noah was obedient. And him, Shem, and Japheth got tangled up in some shit, and they created a new world after the floods. Because that's the first time it rained, and then it started raining. It's been raining ever since. But that was the problem. He was just obedient. And that was God's way of wiping
it
all out.
Did you say God? Did you say the word God?
Yeah, God. Yes, God did. God flooded the earth, not Noah.
Yes, and through rain. It was the first time it rained? Is that what you said?
First time it ever rained. Right. It had never rained up until then. That's why it was so crazy. That's why it was so crazy. And everybody, Noah's sitting there building a boat. They said, Noah, you've lost your damn mind. What the hell are you doing? He said, I just had me a drink, and I went and got me some gopher wood. I got me some gopher wood, and I'm going to make me a house. It's going to float. Float, it's going to float. It's going to be a good house. I don't know. I'm going to build a house. I'm going to make a lot of rooms. I'm going to buy some varmints. I'm going to put some varmints in the boat, too. Don't worry about me. Bring me something to drink. I'm drunk. I need something to drink.
We got that. We got that. So part of the flood, though, God was flooding out the angel interaction and the A1, A2, B1 interactions. Aliens were included in the mix.
He took them out of the wax. They were forced under. See, when the earth inhales, the earth breathes. And we weren't going to talk about this tonight, but you brought it up. The earth breathes. And what you're fixing to see happen when the oxygen becomes less and less and less, the earth is fixing to inhale. And all the water of the earth is going to go inside.
Got it. Okay, so
That may be the hugest thing we said, Bob, but just so you know.
Okay, good. What is the Holy Grail in light of this new information?
Oh, the cup, the Potiphar's cup, C-U-P, Potiphar's cup.
Mm-hmm. What did one do with it?
Drink living water from it.
Okay. The stone in Lucifer's crown. Any significance to that?
Yes. Don't want to talk about it right now. That's another day. It's very significant because it concentrates energy. But you don't want to get too far down there.
How come Senator McCarthy, who brought in the anti-communist atmosphere in the early 50s in the United States, and his buddy Roy Cohn, who mentored Trump, how come they knew about the UFO, the Antarctica stuff?
Because of Fred. Fred was on the inside. Where was Fred? Fred was a nothing. Fred was a nothing. How did she get a damn Rolls Royce car in the first place, for God's sake? Wasn't no real estate. There wasn't no money in fucking real estate. Then who now lived on the Upper East Side in those days, for Pete's sake?
And so that's why his brother was in on this and took over the Tesla archives.
And then the other one was the drunk. He was a bad drinker. He drunk himself to death because he couldn't take this knowing. You know, it's the Kennedy. We call it the Kennedy conundrum. They just can't take what they know.
All right. So there's a man named Fred Crisman, K-R-I-S-M-A-N. So I found out about him a few years ago. He hung out with the Service Awareness or David Worser's scene in 67, 68. He was out that area. I think he taught in Tacoma. He wrote a novel about the death of Tacoma. But it turned out that when Clay Shaw got charged by Jim Garrison, the first person Clay Shaw called was Fred Crisman up there in Seattle area. Who was with Dave Worser in that scene. Fred Crisman turned out to be the guy 20 years before who looked at the first UFO scenes, accidents, at Maury Island and then later at Roswell. But Crisman was involved with the Maury Island. So he was involved with the insiders about the UFO, and it looks like Jim Garrison found out that all these NASA guys, like Clay Shaw, were involved with... Boeing.
You're saying NASA. I know. And McDonnell Douglas and all that.
Yeah.
They're all connected, but you're all making that be about NASA. Very little of that was about NASA. NASA was a front for Paperclip. That's why you're in Hollywood right now, Bob. Come on now.
Okay. Hollywood's the key. And Oak Ridge, what's the place down? Huntsville. That's Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. So Fred Crisman. So Dave Worser thinks that he had an affair with Clay Shaw when he was in the gay world in New Orleans in the 50s when he was a draftsman. They went down to New Orleans because he recognized him when he was on the news, 12 years later or so.
Yeah.
Now, Fred Crisman, was he assigned to check out Worser and Service Awareness because that was leading into Bob?
That was before all that. But, no, David Worser was just a whore, Bob. He'd sleep with anything.
Yeah.
He didn't remember who he slept with. He didn't know. He was either strung out on LSD or coke or some ridiculous something. He didn't have any regard.
Why was Fred Crisman hanging out? My theory would be, instant unfounded theory, is Fred Crisman said, okay, there's this cosmic awareness. Bob's going to get involved with that. We must track Bob. We must anticipate. Let's check out what this is going to be. Is that what was going on there?
It was.
Really?
That's the same thing that Bob Marshall was trying to do, is to keep track of you too.
Right, okay. Yes. All right, so we're pretty well winding up. These are past. Why was Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell looking into what they call the hot zone, the Caribbean Bimini Atlantis rumors? Why were they? He took Stephen Hawking down there. What were they into?
Disney Island, that's where all the children started really disappearing. They have their own island where the children go. So that was the connection to secure Disney Island, have another island where they could do a sweep to fetch the children. Because there's a lot of children that are like underprivileged or whatever, don't have nothing. And they would love that. They would love it. It's like, my God, this is like the best thing ever, ever, ever. Even if I'm molested, I'm still good. Shit.
Yeah.
Come molest me. Hey, molest me. you won't molest me? Come on, molest me too. I need some molestation. Because it was so wonderful based on what they had otherwise. As Oakley Winfrey said it best, if you molest them right, they don't even know they're molested, you see.
Right. So Disney, this island was named after Disney because the Disney Corporation was involved.
Disney owned it. Disney owned it.
And Epstein was trying to, his gang was trying to buy it out from the
They were using it. They didn't have to buy it. They were using it. That's why Disney is, Disney was, they were eyes deep in it. Yeah.
Disney himself?
Before Eisner. Of course. Walt Disney. Yes. Walt Disney.
Did Walt get murdered? Did Walt get murdered in 66?
No comment.
Okay.
Removed.
Too hot.
Okay. He wasn't murdered. He was removed. Good. That's
okay.
We do
So the that's weird secret network of quote corruption going on since the World War II. If you got into the CIA and these inner secrets, you'd bump into that world and Clay Shaw into the world.
It's that Soleil crap. What the Opus Dei was trying to pimp up and all this hierarchy that went through that inner sanctum of the Boris Balkan and the world of orgies and all that kind of foolishness, the what they call the worship of the devil we don't want to get into that.
No, we got that. So did Bill Gates make billions from the pandemic the past year or two? Is he making a lot of money from this vaccination world?
Yes, and all it's buying him is a lot of farmland.
Right. Is Fauci making a lot of money, and he's building his own empire?
He's fixing to be in a very shallow grave.
Right, but has he been promoting all this vaccination because he had an investment in making profit from the big pharma industries doing it?
Indirectly. He's a clown. He's Captain Kangaroo, so it doesn't matter.
So what happened?
He's the front man. He's supposed to have been around for 30 years, and why ain't nobody fucking heard of him? At least we knew who C. Everett Koop was, and who knows who this dude is.
What happened to Fred Crisman? I think he died in the 70s. Did he accomplish anything?
No. It was all for naught.
He petered out. Because he only a certain elite could interact with the B, the A, who the A2 Pentagon aliens. An elite, maybe... that guy, forget his name right now. Anyways, the elite, more intelligent of CIA people, they were allowed to interact and know about the aliens, and so they didn't get fucked up.
It's what Nixon picked up Jackie Gleason and drove him to sea. Those were the B-1 aliens. Changed Jackie Gleason forever.
And Nixon knew about them. He understood that.
Oh, yeah, that's why he had to go. Yeah, he knew. Yeah. He was ready to go, too.
Did he learn about that because Eisenhower had contact and he was vice president, so Eisenhower told him?
Yeah, but don't forget about Pat Dixon. So, yeah.
And yeah, Gene Dixon. Gene knew all this stuff.
Yeah, we call her Pat, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, the wrap up.
Because she got it through Pat. She got it through Pat Nixon, the wife, Patricia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pat Nixon got her knowledge from Gene Dixon.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So the name I was trying to think of is Bobby Inman. He might have been an admiral. Bobby Inman, I talked about him with through the Emirates. He was an insider. He got a nice congressional medal or something. Those guys that were serious, drone killers before there were drones, running the CIA cabal's empire, but they knew about the alien thing. So they were special.
Yeah.
They were smart. They were smart. And
some people had access to the certified files, which document everything, down to the men who fucked goats and all that bullshit, the MKO.
Was this stuff in the Book of the Secrets?
And most of that crap came from the aliens' interaction anyway, But you know that already.
Yeah, so Trump tells Judge Napolitano that, I can't tell you who killed Kennedy, it's too fucking horrible. Is Trump reacting to the alien factor?
Yeah, he's very clever. He's very clever and pretty smart. We're going to see. It's all fun.
Boy, he's raising it now.
All right, so let's end.